佢哋隨身冇帶食物，因為佢哋冇帶酵母，因為佢哋自己做嗰啲麵包，咁唔係自食嘅，唔係賣嘅，咁所以冇酵母，即係有麵粉都冇用啦。咁耶穌借呢個機會咧，就小心法利賽人嘅酵母。酵母乜咧？妒忌，因為佢哋唔滿意耶穌咧，係純純粹粹。唔系因为耶稣嗰个道理唔好啊，佢只系都系对人，就冇对事。佢哋唔接受耶稣咁低微嘅身份，都有咁吸引群众，而佢哋咁高深嘅教育，能够啲人都离开咗佢哋，因此佢对耶稣怀恨在心。咁所以耶稣话小心借啲机会，佢哋冇饼，即系话唔够酵母去做饼啊嘛。咁小心呢个法利赛人嘅酵母。大家好清晰的啦，喺福音咁多嘅片段里面都知道，呢个法利西人就系伪善，系空表面，亦都好多时都系临于我哋，容易翻我哋身上。表面功夫做足，但个心系唔系咁样用爱心去做咧？你做得圆满，但个里边唔系平安，咁一样系你冇咗个真正嘅酵母，系基督酵母。所以耶稣话你唔使介意啊，唔够你唔见到我俾几个饼、几个条鱼食饱四千人、五千人咩？即系喺我里边嗰、那个圣殿里边系有足够嘅恩宠嘅。所以耶稣都话：谁爱我，必遵守我的话。个圣言咧好重要，有圣言系我哋唯一嘅滋养。呢点系耶稣愿意啲门徒咧听得入耳嘅，唔好介意出边嘅事物。咁我哋睇到呢个创世纪咧，天主为好似后悔做咗人，或者你会问：天主全知噶嘛？你明知人系咁样，咁你又做？或者你明知佢跌倒啦，你又做咗佢？你唔做佢咪冇事咯？我哋会有个问，但系点样答咧？真系好难答噶。即系好多人问尤达斯，佢唔出世咪仲好？耶稣都讲过噶，佢唔出世好过佢出世。但系佢系咪佢出世就等于唔好咧？有可能好充满充实嘅恩宠咧，比尤达斯噶。天主嘅爱永远都系充足嘅。第一个人唔领情咧，呢、这个就系问题嘅症结。就我哋唔可以话天主点解做咗你，你听你咁差劲，冇你咪仲呢个世界咪仲优美啲添咁，未必嘅。因为你唔得完美，就是、天主嘅完美咧，能够使你完美啊嘛。你个完美唔系你自己啊嘛。你对天主信靠的时候，你自然每一个人都能够，我哋每个人嚟自父嘅怀中，翻去父嘅怀中噶嘛，所以呢点个个都完美噶、哦，即系我哋唔好赖话天主做我哋唔完美、哦，喺我哋后天你自己嘅取向，咁你话，诶、哎，呢、这个就系问题咧，就系、是、个自由度啦，呢、这个就系考气嘅。咁你可以话冇自由咪好咯，好似植物咁系咁生长噶啦，系咁一定啲出啲花噶啦，冇事啊。你唔系啊嘛，人又红色你出咗紫色出嚟咁样，点解咧？你可能你啲我唔中意啊，咁你可以唔中意变咗花乌哩马叉，呢、这个又考起嘅。即天主唔做人，正正直直个个都一样。呢、这个系要真系要问，第日翻天堂嗰时问天主，点解个个人都唔同咧？呢、这个系奥秘啊！天圣三奥秘，每一个存在都系奥秘。但奥秘之中咧，系显现到天主嘅爱。你不系爱之中咧，就好难明白点解。但你做爱之中嘅时候，你就会明白，虽然你咁差劲。但仍然有一种天主俾你一种平安，一种向前行嗰种嘅力度咧，呢个仲感恩。 一個人跌倒，你唔跛過，你唔知行路嗰種嘅美，你以為所以天主有時借用呢啲挫折啊，借用呢啲不如意嘅事物咧，係使我哋更加感恩。原來天主冇一點輔助，我哋一事無成。好多兄弟姊妹都因為一個大病，佢哋以前好健康嘅，好有好冇有力嘅，但係當主一俾佢一個軟弱嘅一種試一個測試嘅時候，佢先開始明瞭。我都分享過兩個月前，咪一位多倫多一位女男士嘅，佢係中咗風，中風之後咧，全身痛到，佢話我願意唔好俾人即係感覺到好可憐，所以佢每天繼續工作，係每一個行動，每一個行動嘅小小嘅動作都好痛嘅，佢仍然。佢冇出去做嘢啦，佢每天做足家務啊，做足啊。佢嚟嘅時候，佢嚟探我，同屋企人有個屋企人，我問佢：你點解係咪好舒服啊？佢絕對不舒服。佢差唔多中風嗰時十年啦，佢越嚟越痛啊！但我覺得唔睇到佢面上有痛楚喎。佢一樣咁照遞手，佢本來的手係遞唔到嘅，佢就係刻意去鍛鍊自己，痛我都要遞手，痛我都要推，痛我都要掃地。嗱呢點係一個練力。咁天主做我哋人有啲病痛，但係你可以喺軟弱裏面你可以堅持啊嘛。所以說堅持到底嘅人先得救。即係呢點咧，都係奧秘啊！你可以問爹哋，天主做你咁軟弱，天主咁多好似咁多毛病喺你身邊，我只有相信天主是愛，天主每件事安排係為你係一個祝福，你要喜悅地啊！唔好因為身邊有啲嘢唔滿意，你就抑鬱，就耿耿於懷。天主是愛。你要喜高兴，要平安，呢个天主嘅圣言。So we are all made in this image. It's also made many times we confront problems. The disciple that time they said we don't have bread, and then they think because they have the yeast, and then Jesus through the message of image of yeast.Be careful of the yeast of the Pharisees. It's a kind of teaching. By the way, the yeast is a kind of, so many defects on human beings. But it's all the way to the Lord. So many times we criticize the Lord, why we're made in this way. It's a blessing.Whatever being done, how you are, where you are, now, always is a blessing. The one sick next to you is a blessing. Everyone, if you have a good eye, then you have peace. Otherwise, you can ask, why this person next to me? Why I'm doing this work, not that work? But if you believe whatever God given you,is from His blessing, then we must live in peace, in His peace. So like the first reading of the Noah, God doesn't want to destroy everything. He still keep things. Virtues kept defects, vices, you have to kick away. So through this flood,So that with the blessing of the Lord, today start to take away all these defects of our life and live only trust, believing His love for each one of us.